Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly in your heart and mind.
All right, this is the gunman for the re-election, so give it to me straight.
Well, no major defectives for campaign contributions here. The war chest is in excellent shape.
Good. Very good. Is our image moving?
We've programmed the latest poll, Senator. Lewis Harris gave us a random pattern sampling with peer group anchorage. Gallup, a saturation vertical syndrome study with horizontal personality backstopping. And NORC ran an ethnic study with racial and religious breakdown, status group compensation, and socioeconomic balancing.
Yes. Good. But am I winning or losing?
Losing, Senator.
Losing? But why? The computers had me ahead last December.
It checks out on both computers, plus the one we have at the safety valve backstopping cross-check. If the elections were held today, you would lose by 1.846 percentile.
1.846 percentile. Oh, yes. The computers don't lie.
Isn't there a possible breakthrough with any of the peers? How are we doing on the Jewish vote?
The Senator's solid with the Jews, Mrs. Hennington. The Negroes are the trouble spot.
The Negroes? I'm the best friend those people have in Washington.
The computers indicate a sharp decline immediately after your law and order speech last winter.
All right. Now let's see if we can come up with some ideas here. First, how do we retrieve the lost black vote?
Gil, why don't we accuse the CIA of a racially discriminatory hiring policy? We have no Negroes, except on a menial level, you know.
Certainly. I mean, that may be it.
I'm positive, but I'll check it out with our man over at personnel.
Good.
Whoever they select will be the best known spy since 007.
Now, Sam.
Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I do hereby swear. Oh, Lord, in America.
No laws governing the Central Intelligence Agency.
Tell your black belt, my own self. Won't be able to blame brutality.
equal opportunity, your people claim you what? Mr. Su Shinba.
Get on some bread. life was low. You had nowhere to go. People turned their backs on you, and everybody said that you were through. I took you in, I made you strong again, put you back together out of all the dreams you left along the way. You left me shining. Now you're doing well. From stories I hear tell,
cannot be obtained easily and simply, whether legally or illegally. What happens in an underground organization when the first or second in command is killed or captured?
Each man is trained to handle positions 3 steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer takes over, and the others move up 2 grades.
Fine. That concludes our oral examination, and let me congratulate you on being the first Negro officer in the Central Intelligence Agency. We programmed your aptitude into our computer personnel system, so to be our new top secret reproduction center, Section G.
A tour for a bunch of senators. You think you can handle it?
Yeah, I think I can.
Good. Senators are in the general's office now. Hey, you don't like me, do you?
What makes you say that?
You never seem very friendly when you bring top secret documents to the office. Sometimes it seems like you don't even know I'm around.
Oh, well, it's just that I'm preoccupied with my duties. I just want to make good ideas.
You're very ambitious, aren't you?
Yeah. I want to be the best reproduction section chief that ever
had. But you are. It'll be a pleasure doing much better than expected.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Gentlemen, our Mr. Freeman will conduct your tour. Senator Barton, Senator Chambers, Senator Wilson.
None of you look like this way, gentlemen.
General, I'm delighted. A member of your personal staff already. Now that's integration in action. You know, that's not a bad idea. Put him on my personal staff. If he doesn't bungle this tour, we'll keep him up here. Yes, sir, we can put him out in reception. All our visitors could see we're integrated.
Not coming back to Washington anymore, dear. Getting married.
The doctor, a lawyer. He seems like a nice cat.
And I'm not getting any younger.
And I'm not in your bag, right? I always knew it had to happen someday. It's all right, baby. Joy, let's say goodbye to life.
Pleased with the way you fitted into the agency. How long have you been with us now?
A bit more than 5 years, sir.
You've done well. You're a credit to your race.
Thank you, sir.
Hard work, Ben.
No shortcuts.
Other minorities pull themselves up by the bootstraps.
Yes, sir.
You're a perfect example, Ben.
Fine, natural athlete. No denying your people are great in sports.
Well, thank you, sir, but we still have a long way to go.
Right.
There's still the cultural gap to be closed. It's not a question of evolution. Of course, it'll take generations. In the meantime, you people must earn respect by serving the country. Freeman, you people must serve.
General, I want to serve.
I don't understand.
comment last Friday afternoon convinced me I can make a real contribution. So I'm going back to Chicago and work with my people and show them the way.
Now don't be hasty, men. Perhaps you should think this thing over. After all, you set an example for your people to follow.
Well, I realize that, General, and I have thought about it. But I've decided to take this position with the Social Service Foundation and help my people help themselves. Use what I've learned here.
Well, I hope it's here to see you, Dan. Take all the time you need to stay down here. You should let us know how things are going in Chicago.
All right, so I will. Pastor, stay in Freeman's file. Fingers leaving us for a do-gooder out in Chicago. All money? What else? Check out this foundation used to work for, Saturation and Debt Security Chip. And Freeman? He's saving up. The routine surveillance of the foundation is clean. Phone tap, random and regular checks on his activities and associates. I'll tell it to the Chicago office today.
Bailish young dudes in Chicago.
It's not the country. Operating right here in our territory.
Keep moving.
You? I think it's a family turf. That land goes back to 7 years. Listen, they still have our time to put to work.
They can find them there any night. Except now they own the place.
Hello, Mr. Freeman.
Hi. What have you done?
Good. That looks good.
It is delicious. Where's the last thing?
Miss Boogie, how's your son, Shorty, doing?
Oh, Shorty's doing just fine. He got a job now, making some money. In fact, he just brought me a couple of calls in his face.
But I hear he's not on the other numbers, pushing drugs, and he's hooked.
No, he ain't no real junkie. Sure, he shoots up now and then. I don't think he got one to learn about either. $20 or $30 a week habit. And that ain't no habit.
Well, did you ever think that he could end up in jail?
Unless somebody turned the heat on in the precinct. And then I can't hardly see why they'd be after Shorty, but he ain't into it that much.
Shorty ever think about finishing at least high school?
No. He don't want no college to school. You know how them teachers are.
Well, we're down in education. What's he going into?
Mr. Freeman, you know. Ain't nothing out there for him. They're right out there in those streets for shame.
How you doing, Chef?
Hey, Ted.
Just saw your mother set her restaurant.
Yeah, she's all going down to set the bed
off. Sorry, word is on fine to you. You better make me pay off the cut.
What's her name, Ted?
You don't mind if I give you another bite?
No, man.
Why don't you just put it in all the way up?
Oh, man, you know I can't do that.
You better start to think what would happen. People who come over to the